Fuzzy TV.
Zender here. Martin Zender, that is. Yes, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, as I proved conclusively yesterday with those three pieces of evidence that you actually saw written down on a piece of paper. So let there be no more arguments about that. Welcome to Friday's show. I'm going to do something a little different today. I am going to broadcast the last 8 minutes of Sunday's Grace Cafe broadcast that was called God is at Peace with Everyone, Even Christians. Now, many of you have already seen this, but some haven't, because some people, not as many people watch the Sunday broadcast. I don't know why, but, I don't know why, period. But that's okay, because what I'm going to show is worth seeing again. And again, some people will be seeing it for the first time. What you're going to be seeing is a masterful bit of editing by Rodney Paris of Texas. For those of you who don't know, 25 years ago, five other people and myself commandeered a Christian radio station in Cleveland, Ohio, and we broadcast live 2 hours a night for 5 weeks of the great truths of God. Everything we talk about here, we let it out. And it was amazing. It was a miracle that they didn't call the police and escort us out and change the locks. God was in it all the way. And as I tell many people, when God's word goes forth, it will not return to him void. And so Rodney has resurrected. These were recorded on audio cassette tapes, analog. So not many people have cassette tape players anymore. These tapes have been sitting for 20 years in a storage unit in Canton, Ohio. But the truth is timeless. These things need to get out. And Rodney, finding out about this, Rodney Paris, my friend, our fellow believer in Texas, said, Martin, I want to digitize everything you've done, all your talks in the past, before you started doing YouTube, all the conferences, and especially the Grace Cafe broadcasts. I want to digitize it and put it to video. It's an amazing undertaking this man took on himself. I didn't ask him to do it. Just like Christopher Perry, who volunteered to collect the best of my videos from Return to Zender and MZTV, spanning over a period of 8 years, and pick out the greatest hits on various topics and make separate playlists. A labor of love, lots of work. These are real soldiers for the truth. So every Saturday, Rodney sends me these videos, and it is quite an experience for me to not only listen to these broadcasts again, but to see what Rodney does with them on the video front. And he adds text frames, and it's just a real treat. And like I say, the truth is timeless, and I'm always astounded at our boldness, thinking we're on Christian radio, and everybody hates us, and the producer doesn't like us. And so I'm watching the video last Sunday, and usually Rodney tacks on a more recent video on the end, takes one of my videos from the last 8 years and puts it at the end. It's always fun for me to see which one he picks. Well, last Sunday, he took a video I made live publicly. It was a talk I gave in Sacramento, California, on August 12th, 2011. It's a 4-minute talk. And this has the most views of any video of mine on YouTube. 37,000 views. And it's called Eternal Torment Believers Are Nuts. And I got right to the point there, didn't I? Some of you may have never seen that. So I was happy to watch it again as it rolled on. And I forgot this part, that when I broadcast that talk back in 2011. Well, about 13 years ago. I had tagged a song onto the end of it. A song that has always had great meaning for me. It's a song called December by a band called Collective Soul. It came out in 1995. The song's about rejection. But in the original video, I faded it out. But Rodney located the song, and at the end of my 4-minute address in Sacramento, tagged it on, played the entire song through, which I did not do on the original video, and he puts proof text after proof text of the marvels of God, his sovereignty, his plan of salvation, his plan of the eons, his use of evil, just, and the video backing it is the creation of God. But the shocking thing is that it's juxtaposed on top of this song, which is about rejection. So you have this ugly song about rejection. I'm going to go through a couple of the lyrics before I'm done here and take you to this last 8 minutes of this broadcast. It's a bitter song. It's a sad song, but it's still a engaging, vibrant, moving rock song. It wrecked me. When Rodney kept that song going at the end, and these verses started showing up, I started to weep. I started to weep. I don't expect anyone out there to react like I did. Don't feel bad if you don't. This song has great personal meaning for me, and I think it will for you too if I read some of the lyrics. I'm sure you'll recognize this song when you hear it. It's about broken love. It's about rejection. The first lyric you can't really hear because I'm still speaking and the music is soft before it comes in at the end louder, but why drink the water from my hand, contagious as you think I am? Just tilt my sun toward your domain, your cup runneth over again. Christ called himself the source of living water, and people drank from him. And yet these people eventually rejected him. Why drink the water from my hand, contagious as you think I am? If you think I'm so, if you think I'm so contagious, so dangerous, such a threat to the system, why are you drinking from my hand? In a relationship, you bless a person who eventually turns on you. And yet before they turn on you, they take whatever they can get from your hand. But why drink the water from my hand, contagious as you think I am? I love this line. Just tilt my sun toward your domain. Your cup runneth over again. Especially referring to Christ. Just tilt my sun. He was the sun. He is the sun. The S-U-N and the S-O-N. We have the light and the life of Christ in us. And wherever we tilt, wherever we go, the life of Christ comes out. We are a testament. We are an odor of life to those having aeonian life, to those living. And we are an odor of death to those dying. Just tilt my sun toward your domain. Your cup runneth over again. This verse follows that theme. Why follow me to higher ground, lost as you swear I am? Don't throw away your basic needs, ambience and vanity. This one comes out loud and clear. Again, why follow me to higher ground? We have the message of aeonian life. We are ambassadors of God as of Christ entreating through us. Be conciliated to God. And those who listen to us and hear us, just as those who listened to our Lord's words and followed him, came to higher ground. And yet in the end, they considered him just another lost soul. Relationships. Christ. Grace Cafe. We were taking people to higher ground. We had words of aeonian life, and yet most people by the end considered us to be lost. But they listened. Why? Oh, this one. Don't throw away your basic needs, ambience, and vanity, Christianity. The basic needs. The basic needs of the religious institution is ambience. The mood, the setting, the systematizing of the deception, and vanity. Don't throw those away. You throw us away. The Pharisees threw Christ away to preserve ambience and vanity. Because those were their basic needs. Relationships. What is your basic need in a relationship? Love, overflowing love, commitment, or ambience and vanity. And then the chorus. Don't scream about, don't think aloud, turn your head, now baby, just spit me out. Turn your head, now baby, just spit me out. Relationships. Christ on the cross, spit out by the religious system, by the people. The Apostle Paul used. Everywhere he went, they tilted his son toward their domain, and their cup runneth over again. And yet they, in the end, considered him contagious and lost. And he was spit out. Grace Cafe, we certainly felt spit out by WCCD radio. Maybe we know one person who heard us, started attending our meetings in North Royalton, Ohio. One person. Everybody else spit us out. Don't scream about. Don't think aloud. Turn your head now, baby. Just spit me out. And to hear these words, to hear these lyrics of rejection against the videos Rodney put on there of life. The first video was of a beautiful goddess-like female person. What a creation of God. And I thought, where's Rodney going with this? But the very next image was a squirrel cracking open a peanut. And I thought, oh, yeah. And then a chameleon. The chameleon in this video. The chameleon makes an appearance at the beginning and at the end. It's fantastic. Eyes looking around. Their eyes go this way, that way, this way, that way. God is marvelous. From the woman to the squirrel who knows how to hold a nut and eat it, to the chameleon whose eyes go every which way. What a God we have. And then the verses that Rodney has. Extol all the verses you could ever want. He's got them one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. Against this beautiful creation of God. And then to backdrop it with this song. I was wrecked, man. Wrecked. I was already shaky because, shaky in a good way, because of the testimony of Grace Cafe. Just amazing at what we did. It's just, it's like watching it as a third person, a separate party looking in on us. Like, who were those people? My God, they had balls of titanium. It's amazing, amazing stuff. Now, I don't know if you'll get the same out of it as I got out of it, but maybe with this introduction, it will help you. So you're going to see 4 minutes of my talk in Sacramento, California, from August 12th, 2011. Then you're going to hear 4 minutes of December. Oh, before I go, there's a repeating chorus behind the spit me outline. This is it. Listen to this. I'm glad I remembered this. This is important. The song is about endings. That's why it's called December, the last month of the year. It's supposed to be the happiest month of the year, but it's an end and most people are miserable. December promise you gave unto me. December whispers of treachery. December clouds are now covering me. December songs no longer I sing. Relationships. Promise you gave unto me. And then whispers of treachery. You tilted my son toward your domain. Your cup runneth over again and again. And yet I'm lost. Our Lord Jesus Christ, this man is our King. December promise you gave unto me. December whispers of treachery. Crucify him. And the December clouds are now covering us. And we can't sing the December songs anymore. See, I'm segueing into you, the body of Christ, the body of Christ. In the heydays, the promises, the words, Israel, even at the foot of Mount Sinai, all that the Lord has said we will do. God could very well say to Israel, December promise you made unto me, December whispers of treachery follows very quickly. The treachery follows the promise very quickly. The promise is empty. Any promise except God's promise is empty. And now December clouds are now covering me. There's depression that goes along with this. Relationships. Grace Cafe. Christ on the cross. Your life. And December songs, no longer we sing. We can't sing it anymore. It's not. This isn't our world anymore. There's no song here that we can celebrate. But maybe what Rodney did was he took this song, he elevated it. He really elevated it in a beautiful way. Now I'm going to stop talking about it and run it.
Besides, this whole unpardonable sin was only for Israelites. Right. It doesn't apply to us today. You know, because they rejected the testimony of Christ in that day. But those Israelites that won't get in the kingdom, their sin is not forgiven because they pay the penalty. They're out. They're booted out. You're out of the kingdom. Tears, burned up, bye, gone. Until they raise at the great white throne. Okay, how destroyed are they? They still got to stand before the great white throne. What happens to them then? Second death. Well, death is abolished. And they eventually have to be justified. Because Romans 5:18 tells us that through one man, condemnation came to the whole race. Thus also, through one man, justification comes to all. That's Romans 5:18 and 19. So let's not write them off. Let's write them out of the kingdom. Yeah. I believe what Jesus said, and it's very serious. I do not water down these judgments. Neither do I make them more than what Scripture makes them. So who's adding to the Scripture here? That's my question. And then I told you in that verse was in Matthew. We also said that in Matthew 1, verse 21, a messenger of the Lord said that Jesus would save his people from their sins. Did I get that passage right? Is it 1:21? Yeah. That you shall be calling his name Jesus. He shall be saving his people from their sins. So you got to believe all of Scripture, my friends. We've been saying that. You have to believe the whole counsel of God. And for this to be true, that he shall be saving his people from their sins, then those who are not pardoned the so-called unpardonable sin must eventually be saved from their sins. And they will be. It just won't be during the thousand-year kingdom. And hey, we wrapped that one up. feet on.
I, along with these other fine gentlemen and Dan Sheridan, have been asked to present a 10-minute talk on a general overview of understanding eternal torment versus universal reconciliation. Here's my general overview in a nutshell. I've come to this through many years of contemplation and wrestling with this issue and dealing with people who believe in eternal torment, and this is it. People who believe in eternal torment are nuts. I mean that sincerely. I don't mean that they're generally crazy in their lives, but this one belief is insane. The belief is demented. The people who believe it are brainwashed, and they're in a cult. And for so long, I have been on the defensive. For so long, I have accepted the premise that I'm the crazy one. People, you know how it is when you present the crazy idea that Jesus Christ was successful on the cross. People come up to you and say, how can you believe that? There's no scripture that says that. You're in big trouble. You must be in a cult. And we're always rocked back. We're always on the defensive. It's because the doctrine of eternal torment has been so saturated in the culture. People have been so indoctrinated that there's hardly a man or a woman on the street who has not heard of the torture meister God who is waiting for you to screw up when he pulls the rug out from under you and damns you to hell, where he's going to burn you in fire, torment you in front of God, Christ, the angels, and your mother for eternity. That the only way you can believe that is if you are brainwashed. Because the normal human brain, left alone, understands love. God gave the human family to us to help us understand love. A mother and a father and a child. No parents would put their children in harm's way, let alone in an eternal fire. People understand that. It's called conscience. It's called instinct. It's God-given. The only way it can be screwed up is by a religion. The only way it can screw it up is by being brainwashed and indoctrinated in a cult. And people who believe this are in a cult. People who believe it have had part of their brains desensitized. Their consciences have been seared, Paul called, cauterized, burned off. There's been a connection burned off in their brain that allows them to say that the love of God can include eternal torment. That millions of people writhing in flames is part of the umbrella of the love of God. That it's perfectly consistent with God's love. That is brainwashed. That is a complete 180 turnaround of common sense and of sanity. And the people who believe this are insane. Do you understand what I'm telling you? I'm as serious as can be. They are temporarily, in this part of their life, they're insane. They might be normal in their regular life. They might see them at the grocery store, at the bank, and everything. But when you talk about this, they suddenly go insane. And I'm tired of playing defense on this. I'm tired of accepting the premise that I'm the crazy one. I'm not. And so, folks, you're so frustrated, aren't you, when you talk to people? Stop being frustrated. They're the ones that should be frustrated. I'm going to give you a practical way of how to deal with this eternal torment versus universal reconciliation issue. I go up to people and say, what? You believe in eternal torment? You're kidding me. Oh my gosh. That's nowhere in Scripture. Thank you. Don't scream aloud. Don't think aloud. Turn your head now, baby. Just spit me out. Don't worry about. Don't speak aloud. Turn your head now, baby. Just spit me out.
techniques ambience and vanity.
Just spit me out.